Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Doing everything at the last minute as usual. And I want to invite some people to see the show. Know who you are. And we'll get started with everything. Okay. I don't know what the theme for today. Not sure. What's the theme going to be? So, let's make it about me, I guess.
Hi. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Always fun. You can support the arts by supporting the arts. My CDs are available on CD Baby and my TV shows tonight on www.mnn.org or three channels in Manhattan. I'll post that on Facebook again later so you can see. Join the chat room. I see Betty Jo Tucker is already in the house. Okay, and I was just at the gym because I'm a multitasker and ran into my friend, Philip. Okay, Philip Giambri, and he's got a new book out called Confessions of a Repeat Offender. Very good storyteller. Large, soft color sells for $15, and the ebook Kindle is $3.99. Okay, he's got a whole bio here, and I'm going to have him as a guest on my show. You can get the book on Amazon.com. Very good guy, and his stories are great. You know what? I think I have one of his stories here. Which I will play today. After one of these After Breath Monkey songs.
I'm good. Guys, come on. Silence. The numbers. Shut up, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's After Breath Monkey. You know.
I just want to hang out. Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you want to, like, hang out?
Whatever.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Ba-da-da-dum. Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Because it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me. But you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits.
Listen up, cutie, if you wanna get some booty, type some dirty words, make it quick, make us wanna grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, afterbirth monkey, do you wanna have sex? If you think that you're next, you wanna have a chance, then it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance.
Shit, it's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry. I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry fucking Vine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Activation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex,
there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Afterbirth Monkey. Love them. Check them out on CD Baby as well. And I found, Philip, where was it? Oh, yes. One of his stories, What is Love? I don't know if Philip Giambri, it's in his book, but I'm going to play it for you because I like his readings. Okay, remember, his book's available on Amazon and Kindle. Go get it. Confessions of a Repeat Offender. Let's see if it comes on.
What the hell is love? I'm 8 years old. I know one thing for sure. I love my mother. At 12, I think I'm in love with Jesus. At 14, I think I love Maureen, but she likes my best friend. At 16, I'm in love with Cass, but I'm dating her best friend. At 18, I'm just angry. I think nobody loves me. I hate everybody. At 21, Rosie loves me. For almost a year, I'm too drunk to notice that she's a hooker. And I'm too drunk to care because I don't even love her. At 23, I'm madly in love with Carol. Or even engaged until she dumps me at 25. I confess I really want to be an actor and not the middle-class banker I promised her. Well, I'm being selfish, I know, but I was still heartbroken. At 26, Sharon and I are madly in love. But she tortures me with endless flirtations, constant tests to prove my love for her. After 3 years of anxiety, frustration, anger, everything, I just fell out of love. It's over. It's then she becomes the woman I thought I originally fell in love with. It's too late. She asked if we could at least be fuck buddies. I said, okay. At 30, I'm in love with Eileen. It's the beginning of women's lib. She weighs our relationship in terms of what her women's group feels is appropriate. She dumps me because they say I'm too sexist and not a sensitive enough guy for her. She leaves a parting message on my answering machine. It says, thank you. You helped me grow. At 32, I'm living with Susan. She's a free spirit. She feels that an open sexual relationship is what she needs to fulfill herself as a woman. She runs off to Toronto and living in a teepee with some hippie, and she leaves her needy sister behind until I work up the guts to kick her out. I sleep with a lot of women during those summers of free love. I don't have much fun, and I got to clap 3 times. A friend of mine is a telling observation. He says, you know, all the women you fall in love with, they're the same person. They just look different. Wow, a moment of clarity here. She offers me a blind date with her friend to prove her point. I accept. and I think I feel real love for the very first time. Yeah. Yeah, 40 years later, I'm still asking myself, what the hell is love? And I realize I might never know the answer. Seems more now an abstraction rather than some tangible sensation. I'm 70 years old, and I think I know less about love than when I started. I'm really grateful for all the love I've been given, but I have no real feel sense of what I ever honestly returned.
Philip Giambri, you want to check out more of his great stories, go to Amazon.com, and you can get it on Kindle. And also, check him out. And here's what they say about him. Philip Giambri is a two-headed fire-breathing dragon, and his first collection of poems and stories mercilessly and mercifully scorched the earth with hope and regret, anger and love. Who doesn't want to read that? Okay, check him out. Confessions of a Repeat Offender. All righty. And my buddy, Betty Jo Tucker, is in the house. She's always so loyal. Joe Sturgis is in the house, too. Oh, look at that chat room just fill up. And if you're looking to stop gaining weight or smoking, look up Linda Marin. You can find her online, Hypnotherapy, Linda Marin Hypnotherapy. She's on Facebook as well. And just message her if you're in the New York City area. Or if you want to do a Skype consultation, you can just find out from Linda Marin Psychotherapy. Hypnotherapist. Okay. Check that out. Okay. Feeling it. I don't know. What am I feeling today? I'm feeling combined genres. Combined genres are coming on in my soul. A genre.
Legend of a stranger, all dressed in black, six guns across her hip, my Flanagan.
My Flanagan.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Flanagan was her M.O. Flanagan. I come here to get some skirts, he rode alone. Got her kicked out of Rome. They said it was wrong to carry a gun, especially if you're a Vatican nun.
You're a Vatican nun.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, nuns with a gun was her M.O.
My name is Maria MacGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a stickin' to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFlurrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adurin, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quid and quake. Well, then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McClure, in a wave and there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
Always fun on my show. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She has a great show on the movie biz. That's why it's called Movie Attic. Okay. Also, she's got a new book out. You want to go check that out, Betty Jo Tucker, on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle form, too. All right. What she got this week, March 8th? Oh, she's got Michael Caine birthday bash. This Oscar-winning actor turns 83. So we'll celebrate by revisiting a discussion with noted film critic John P. McCarthy and award-winning blogger Fausta Rodriguez. You don't to miss that. That was my terrible Michael Caine accent. Michael Caine accent. Anyway, check that out. I do a much better Christopher Walken. All right, Joe Sturgis is in the house. Jack Hoffman, if you're listening, I hope you're up with that workout program and that's still going on for you. That would be really, really good. Oh, gosh. I guess we're going to keep the movie theme going, right? Yeah.
Why? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 Nancy, 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 where is, my uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone. Gotta run. Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where did I go? Let me see.
older pounding on the door. No clue where the remote can be. If you clean, you'll find it. Let me be, let me be. For just a moment now and then, I need a little privacy to get my thoughts together. Let me be, let me be. Let it be, let it be.
Thank you.
Okay, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow at, I mean, Tuesdays at 4 p.m., every Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. My friend Philip Giambri's book, Confessions of a Repeat Offender, go to Amazon, check it out. And I have another person to plug, just came in, my friend Eric Vetters, No Name in a Bag of Chips. Has some shows coming up. No Name at Otto's in Manhattan, set for March 11th and 18th. That's Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. It's Women's History Month show, March 11th, to feature Kel Montgomery, Supa Agarwal, and Megan Sass. I can pronounce that one. On the 18th, it'll be Liz Meal. And also, I got to mention, the great, terrific band that they always have, the house band. And they are awesome. Awesomeness in a jar. Okay. I don't have time to mention all their names because it's almost the end of my show. But if you want more, go to No Name New York City at Hotmail.com for more, or Otto's Shrunken Head and TikiBar.com for info. 347-885-3466. Did I get everybody? Don't forget to watch my TV show tonight, The Nancy Lombardo Show. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on three channels in Manhattan, or just go to www.mnn.org anywhere in the world. 7 o'clock.
I'll be in chains this time.
Thank you. Got that in. All right, the show's going to run a minute long.
By a white lobster that wore the liver and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong. My message for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that Canara food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Talk Radio. Buy my CD, Subliminal Message.